This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Our topic today is portfolio adjustments to consider before year end. As the end of the year approaches, it's a good time to closely study your investment portfolio and determine if any changes are appropriate. Keep in mind that some changes may need to be implemented by December 31st to avoid negative tax implications, which is all the more reason to get started today. Here are four steps to consider as you assess your portfolio. 1. Review and rebalance. It's beneficial to review the performance of investments in your portfolio. While it may be tough to see a decline in value this year in light of rocky markets, remember to consider the long-term picture and how your investments have performed over 5, 10, or more years. Chances are, if you've been invested during those periods, you've seen significant growth in your assets, despite the short-term ups and downs. Next, compare your current asset allocation to how it looked when you first invested in the current asset mix. If any positions have changed in value by 5% or more from their original allocation, you may want to rebalance those holdings. You can put more money to work in assets that are now underrepresented compared to your initial allocation and reduce your holdings of those that have grown by 5% or more back to their original position. This helps you maintain a consistent investment strategy over time that is aligned to your current risk profile. 2. Harvest capital losses. If you hold investment in taxable accounts, look at how they have performed this year. You may determine that some positions are no longer appropriate for your portfolio. Choosing to sell positions that have lost ground is referred to as harvesting losses. You can use those losses to offset capital gains or capital gain distributions from mutual funds you've realized during the year on those investments. Your tax advisor can help decide whether you should look for short-term or long-term losses that could result in tax savings on your tax return. Before you make changes, think about whether you are comfortable eliminating the position from your portfolio, at least for a period of time. You must be careful of wash sale rules. For example, if you sell shares at a loss and purchase substantially identical shares 30 days before or after the sale, your tax loss will be disallowed. Reminder, if you sell shares in your taxable account and buy substantially identical shares in your IRA within 30 days, the wash sale rule applies. Be sure to check with a financial advisor and tax professional about how these rules might affect your buy and sell decisions. 3. Consider gifts of stock to claim a deduction. If you do plan to reduce or eliminate a stock or mutual fund position that has appreciated in your portfolio that you've held for more than 1 year, consider gifting it to a favored nonprofit organization before year's end. In doing so, you could avoid having to pay tax on the capital gain. People who itemize their deductions can also claim a tax deduction on their tax return based on the fair market value of the stock at the time the gift is made. Be sure to check with your financial institution to see if there's a deadline for them to complete the transaction by the end of the year. 4, prepare for mutual fund capital gain distributions. No matter how mutual funds held in taxable accounts perform, funds may generate realized gains from selling underlying positions. Even if you reinvest all earnings into additional shares, you'll be subject to taxation on any capital gain distributions made by the fund. Mutual fund companies should provide you with an estimate of those payouts before the end of the year so you can assess the potential tax impact. Talk to your advisor. It always makes sense to do a year-end review with your financial advisor. This allows you to discuss your comprehensive financial plan and consider adjustments that could be beneficial in 2026 and beyond. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.